Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
In by to the right to Brooks. Keeps it going to Garner. Garner picked off. 7 minutes to go here. The Dragons need a miracle now. As Embiid, he throws to the right to Offahen Gowie. The pass is out of dummy half, not crisp for the Tigers all day, but Offahen Gowie is holding onto it and met 1 meter out. Back to Embiid, who throws deep right to Brooks. On it goes to Dewey. Another flat pass to Leilua, and Luciano is wrapped up. Geez, I love that play of the Tigers, and it almost worked there. Vaughan making the crucial tackle. Now Tamo sees a little gap in front of him, so he takes it on. The gap is closed up. He's knocked over a metre out, right upright. Embiid now throws left to Brooks, on to Dewey. Dewey takes on the line, and Kerr again. How many big tackles has he made? Last, short side, DeLaurie switches the play to Brooks. Now he surveys. A chopping kick taken on the full by Norman, and then he's thrown into the end goal. That is perfection. Six to go. And surely the short dropout is on the way.
Yeah, well, great end to the set for the Tigers. They had a little dabble down the left side, and well, it wasn't on there for Laurie. He just tucked it back to Luke Brooks, who put a chip kick in, and perfect placement because it was 1 metre out from the try line, and the chase puts Corey Norman back in the end goal, and
oh,
the Dragons went long.
A long dropout. That's almost white flag stuff. White towel. I always get the white flag and white towel mixed up, Gerds.
Isn't it the
same thing?
No,
it is the white flag. No, throw in the towel could be any colour. No, can't.
But they're generally white because you can see the blood stains on white.
That's exactly right. Mixing the metaphors. Now, here are the Tigers with Offahen Gowie playing it. Now, it's thrown to Brooks, and he turns it inside to Tamo. He's been strong in this second half, and he's met and put down here. In front of the uprights at the southern end, there's Brooks. The short pass to Offahen Gowie, and he lost it. Well, they can't quite finish the Dragons off. Still 8 the margin. 5 to go on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
Well, I can't remember the last time the Dragons actually had the football in this last 10 or so minutes. It's been totally a dominant period. Last possession in the last 10 minutes has basically been 70-30 to the Tigers. So the big question, I guess, Dan, is what have the Dragons got left in the tank? Not a lot, I would imagine.
They go down the short side to Dufty. And he's running into a brick wall of Tigers defenders there. Well, if they can just get one, they can make the Tigers nervous as it comes out to Maguire. Maguire spinning in the tackle, but he can't offload. So two big finishes this afternoon. The Warriors hanging on over the Cowboys. Here, it looks like the Tigers. And it really looks like them now as Norman throws a hospital pass to Tarek Sims, and he didn't have a prayer. As soon as the ball came to him, he had defenders all over him, and he lost it on halfway. And surely that's all she wrote. Tigers up 16-8.
Well, when you talk about building pressure and making the other team make tackles, the Tigers have certainly done that in the second half to the Dragons. They've just put them under an enormous amount of pressure with pure, well, possession of the ball, repeat sets, back-to-back sets. And the Dragons, when they had the ball, they looked legless in that set. You know, not much to offer an attack. And that's just off the great play from the Tigers. So, you know, it makes you wonder, it looks like they're going to win here, but a start to the season with 2-6, there's a lot of what could have been or what they can do if they get it right, but, you know, later on in the season, you're going to need more than 40 minutes of it.
Well, Leilua Joey is wrapped up here, and he'll play 45 away. So only a catastrophe would cost the Tigers now. They're going to, it seems, get their second win of this season as Brooks... Oh, he's hammered here by Tarek Sims, but Brooks holds on to it and he'll get up eventually. Tigers in no real hurry here to create anything in particular. Just going through the motions with a good strong run from Twall on tackle 4. Play to Wembley. Jumps out of dummy half. Weaves to the 20. Then he's horse collared here by the defender in Cade Ellis. 20 out, last tackle. Here's Dewey. He stabs a kick. Chase is coming through. Nice take by the Dragons number 17, Billy Burns, and he stays in the field of play. But again, perfect stuff from the Tigers because the Dragons are 99 metres away. Yeah. But now the ball has come free in a tackle and it's play on as it's thrown out from Hunt to Feagine. Feagine, Sini, the two young Tyros going toe-to-toe there, and Sini gets some help from Joey Leilua to make the tackle. 15 short of halfway. Norman to Sims, and The man who has got it here, Sims, easily wrapped up by Dewey. Ball played to McCullough. Throws to the right to Maguire. On it goes to Hunt. Now to Dufty. Gives it to Bird. Early ball for Feagod. Runs down the sideline. But the Tigers always had him covered. Making metres of the Dragons. 2 minutes to go. As Bird picks it up and runs towards the middle. Now links up here with Ellis. Holds onto it. After bobbling. Throws it back to Bird. Bird goes down. 25 out. This is it. Must come up with something here. Norman on the last. Runs at the line. And that's a changeover as he is tackled. And that really is it now. He mustn't have known.
Just went into James's hand, mate. That's what
the challenge. We got middle four. They lost their.
It was a six mate, again sorry. There from the referee, but he scored. He's knocked it on from Corey Norman. It just hit the Tigers player. He juggled it. Well, that
makes sense. And
they said that he lost control and it hit James Tarmow's arm, which it did. But, you know, when you're so dominant in the second half and you've got a side there that you've just put so much fatigue into, things just go your way and they've earned the right, the Tigers. They've enjoyed this second half period and they're going to come away with a really good win and a much-needed one.
Now, if you're wondering where Brent Reed is, he's on the sideline for us, but we lost communication, girls.
Did we send him down there for nothing in the high
Well,
in the
I'm
high
suggesting
Hyundai?
Sabotage.
The Elantra.
Maybe, because you know he double dips. He writes for the Australian and works for us.
Yeah, I bet he still sends an invoice.
Of course, and you know what? I don't blame him, but he says the equipment has let him down, but how are we to know he hasn't, you know...
Yeah, always seems to work when you come back. Everyone else seems to be able to get it to work then.
I tell you what, though, the Tigers, if that bus doesn't pull into the Fairy Meadow McDonald's and 24 McNuggets for all 17 players, they're kidding.
Oh, $168.75.
You are kidding. Did you just work that out? That's pretty good. There's... Offhand, Gowie rolls it upfield with 50 seconds to go. This is a hard earn. Every time the Tigers win, it's bloody hard earned. This was a very similar game to the Newcastle contest in Newcastle a few weeks ago. So they have it in them occasionally. And they're going to get their second win. That'll leave Canterbury with just the one win in sole possession of last as... The ball is kicked almost into the happy dragon there for the Tigers as it goes into touch. Now, Chris Sutton has called off play here. What's going on? 20 seconds left.
I think he's kneed him in the head and the play the ball, to be honest. Just a little tap with his knee.
It's a penalty.
Bad discipline from young Cade Ellis.
Keep your legs right out of it.
Ooh.
Just give us a mark here,
Chips. Cade Ellis gets himself into trouble, and that will mean the Tigers will have the last of it here to finish off this Sunday afternoon. So Thursday night football, what a beauty. South and Melbourne to kick us off in round 9. I don't know if that'll result in anything good.
No, I didn't see too much in that. A little bit of frustration there from Cade, but not a lot in it. Clock's wound down now, and the Tigers will probably just kick this into touch, and she's all over.
Friday night football, Penrith and Cronulla. The late game's a cracker. Parramatta and the Roosters, albeit a weakened Roosters. But full-time here at Wynn Stadium and a superb performance from the West's Tigers. They have thoroughly deserved this win. 16-8 over a Dragons team that has gone from 4-1 to 4-4. Adam Dewey, by the way, is going to kick a goal here, so the scoring mightn't be done.
Just quietly, my tips are going through the roof.
You did tip the Tigers at the start. I thought that was just a bit of loyalty, you know, the old team.
I don't own it.
Who else did you tip?
Everyone this week.
Have you?
Yep.
Okay.
So here he comes. Dewey for next to the post. Starts it out to the right. Curling it back. And he
one
misses.
Up, one down.
No goal. Now, what's James Tarmo doing?
Well, they just won the game.
Yeah, geez.
He's.
I think that might have had a bit of mustard on it just to stick it into the Dragons. But
maybe.
It's a great win for the West Tigers. Well done to them. Second win of the year. And they next week... they take on Gold Coast at Campbelltown. So, geez, can they give a Campbelltown... Gold Coast are fine, but can they give them some Sydney teams, for goodness sake? But anyway, I mean, Campbelltown gets 3 games a bloody year. The Dragons, we've got them again, Gerds.
Yeah.
Benji, Canterbury next week at Cogra. That's must-win stuff for the Red V.
What day is that on?
Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just sitting in for Gordy today, so Gordy will be back next week.
Okay, all right.
For that blockbuster.
So,
they stuck their chin out, didn't they, today? The West Tigers, early on in the game, for the first 20 minutes, they came up with error after error in their own end. They stuck their chin out, and the Dragons just couldn't get the job done. They just couldn't.
Let's quickly take Adam Dewey-Gurds with Channel 9.
It's going to be hard for us, and the boys are a bit down of confidence lately, but to come out, back up our coach, you know, play for Madge, play for the club, play for our fans, away here at Wynn Stadium is a big, big feeling for us.
What about your teammate, Zach, on debut? Yeah. How good was he?
Yeah, well-deserving, man. Young kid like that, support the Tigers growing up, being outstanding in reserve grade, and reaped the reward. So good to see him over for a try, and glad to get the win for him.
Thanks for your time. Go and enjoy the win.
Thanks, all right, man. There's Channel 9 with Adam Dewey, another excellent performance from him in the six jersey. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up. There's no Sunday night footy. So where's Gordy? Gordy, his excuse for not being here on a Sunday, Arvo, was he had the night game. Where the bloody hell is he?
Good question.
Gordy. More after this. Well done to the West Tigers.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day. And now they head left, and Dewey again's got the ball. Pass it
goes
back
to Laurie.
Laurie,
and that's a try. Beautiful pass to Cheney. Go on, take that off him. No way. That's a try. And Cheney again scores in front of his mates. And now the Tigers, they're jumping all over him.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
So the Tigers get their second win of the year. They snap a four-game losing streak. Their only other win was Newcastle in round three. That was a four-point game. And this time, they win 16-8. That moves them up to 14th on the NRL ladder. But amazingly, Gerds, they had just 2 points outside the eight. And the Dragons, they're in a bit of a free fall. That's their third straight defeat. So basically, this is exactly what we expected, isn't it, as we look at the ladder. Benji Marshall here as well. The elite team starting to draw away with five, either 12 or above, and yep, the rest are eight and below. I guess Canberra being the only surprise that they're not one of the elite teams, but the separation is on.
Yeah, I think everyone at the start of the season sort of looked at those five teams and said, well, we've probably six teams, actually, with the Raiders, who are now down to ninth. They're probably the six sides that most people expected to do well this year, and those five sides certainly haven't disappointed. I mean, they are in outstanding form. Some of the blows that the Roosters have taken so far this year, and to still be accumulating the points the way that they are. And, you know, Penrith yesterday, rock solid. The Eels really starting to put some consistent good performances together, beating the sides they really have to and being able to raise the bow when they come up against the better sides. Love watching the Melbourne Storm and the Rabbits play, and the rest, including the Raiders, I think you'd have to say at this point, are just making up the numbers. To be honest, in relation to who's going to win the premiership this year, I think it's fair to say that it's going to come from those top fives.
Well, let me go through the ladder. Benji, tell me what stands out amongst this. You've got Penrith on 16, Parramatta and South on 14, Roosters and Storm on 12, then the Dragons and the Warriors on 8. Warriors won today, 24-20 over the Cowboys. So they're in the 8. And the Titans, remarkably, are in the 8. They're at 3 wins and 5 losses.
Yeah,
it's minus 9 for and against is good enough for them to be in the 8, at least for now. Canberra, Manly, Newcastle, Cowboys all on 6 as well. Sharks on 4, Tigers 4, Broncos 4, and the Dogs on 2. That makes up your ladder.
Yeah, I reckon the Warriors are a bit of a surprise packet for me. You know, they really stood up. They lost their halfback, young Chanel, and they've brought in a couple of other players. They've really done a good job. And, you know, to be in the top eight for them, I reckon it's a credit. The new coach, new system. But, yeah, look, you're looking at those top teams there. I think the Panthers are incredible. Like, to not have not lost a game and not look like losing a game this year, they're just great to watch. They all know their job. They complete at a high rate. They play good footy. They don't just play five up for a kick. They spread the ball. They got some great players, Jerome Luai, Kikau, those sorts of players. And, I feel like they're the danger out of all the teams. You know?
I wonder, Gerds, when we start looking seriously at Penrith going unbeaten. Well, we're a third of the way through the comp. It's miles away. They've got South in round 11.
Yep.
And they've got Parramatta in round 8.
Maybe Origin?
That's what I'm thinking. And Parramatta rounds, if they get through that and Origin, I reckon then the last third of the season, if they're 16-17-0, my goodness, that would be. I think Easts in the 70s or 60s are the only team to ever go undefeated. Maybe St George in the 56-66 era did it, but doesn't happen often.
I really thought that yesterday was a danger game for them. Been watching the way Manly have won their last three and the way that they're playing, and wouldn't have taken a lot for Penrith just to be, you know, if you're a couple of percent off and Manly can, they're a side that, based on the back of some momentum, can be, you know, can pile points easy and be hard to track down. But Penrith were just really professional the way they went about their business.
They don't give an inch.
They, you know, their transition from attack and defence and their ability to pull the trigger with players in motion is instant. And I think they're one of the best teams in the competition at. If there's a, you know, if there's an error from the other team, they're always soon to be in their shape. They're always in their formation, and they just, Nathan just goes. And yeah, they're
it's good to watch. Like, they've changed their attack coach as well. Like, Trent Barrett's gone. They've got Andrew Webster there, and their attack looks like it's even improved another step, you know, which is crazy to think. They were the best attacking team last year.
Now, just a final thought on the Dragons. Their draw is pretty friendly, to be honest, over the next few weeks. Canterbury next week, tough one against Melbourne in Magic Round, then Cronulla, then the Tigers again, then Brisbane, then Canterbury. So, really, obviously, their destiny's in their own hands, Gerds. But are they in a bit of trouble? 4-4, but just the way they're playing, and should their fans be worried?
Well, that was, yeah, I think today was an opportunity for them just to bounce back after what's been a couple of pretty ordinary performances, especially last week, and especially with, you know, with Benny Hunt coming back into the lineup, it was an opportunity for him to make a little bit of a stand. He was obviously a little bit short of a run. The opportunities were there to capitalise early for the Dragons, and they couldn't do it, and yeah, that's a real concern.
I think they're lacking like another back row. Like, Josh Kerr's a great front rower and just looked a little bit out of place defensively at stages with the decisions at back row. But you underestimate the guys they're missing. Like, they put Ramsey on the wing, Fair Guy on the wing, but Ravalawa and Pereira, the work they do in yardage getting them out of their half, because Dufty's not a big guy. So they get their starts on a real good roll, and then their forwards come into the game. And today they couldn't get out of their half. The Tigers had them pinned down there. So I don't know what they're going to do with their outside backs, but those guys are hard to replace. You know, but three losses in a row, you'd think they'd bounce back next weekend.
Yeah. So they've got, who did I say they have next week?
Bulldogs.
Canterbury at Cogra. So,
that's a danger game, because the Bulldogs will probably be looking at sides that they believe that they can beat, like they did.
Oh, this will be a game.
Like they did last week. And there's probably games they go into thinking we just need to do our best today, and the result's probably not going to go our way, but we need to improve on what we did last week. And there's games that they're going to go into and think, hey, there's an opportunity for us to take the 2 points here. Next week will be one of those for them.
By the way, round 9 is next week. Ravalawa not back till round 10. Pereira round 11. So next week they've got the same problem trying to...
they won't have Lomax next week as well.
Not for a while. They're going to be thumb. Yeah, that's
so they're
going to
be thin. And Ramsey might be another guy that we don't know the extent of his injury. So they could potentially have, you know, four top line outside backs out next week.
God, last year they had about six wingers. And now all of a sudden their stocks are bare. All right, we have to go, gents. That was an entertaining afternoon.
Wow.
Thank you, Gerds.
Thanks, Dan.
How quickly will you be in the Macca's drive-thru, Benji?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, yeah. There's one just down. Now, I know what you're thinking. 24 McNuggets, $9.95. You don't do skin fold tests, do you?
Not anymore. Not at my age.
I was 36. I can't imagine Uncle Wayne putting you through that.
It's Dad Wayne.
I didn't know you were 36. No,
yeah, yeah.
No one mentions it.
Yeah, maybe. Winding back something, I don't know.
He's the oldest by 2 years. Yeah, please, everyone. Can we rolling back the years? Let's just...
Just say no exactly his age. Immature.
Let's go. We're done. Well done. Dragons losing today. West Tigers, the winners. Here are the highlights for Qualify Me.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Kerr keeps it alive. It is the last. Hunt on the lorry. Great pickup. Now to Norman. Long pass left. Trouble. Bird. Out it goes. Ramsey. That is a gorgeous Dragons try. Brooks puts up the end over end kick. It's a contest. Up they go. Batted back. Taken. Try. It's Tommy Talau. He gets it over in the corner. But Cheney got away here. Cheney beat off Billy Burns, and now he's into the backfield. What a run this is. Billy Burns has swiveled in the tackle, and he's dropped down 35 metres away. Keeps it alive brilliantly to Uto Ikemanu. He offloads, bounces to Laurie. Laurie in trouble. Dufty got him. Great tackle. Fullback on fullback. Simpkin to Brooks on the left. Dummies, goes himself. Throws a wobbler into Garner, who takes it, but he's easy meat for the defence, and they've butchered it again.
And now they head left, and Dewey again's got the ball. Pass it out the back of Laurie, and that's a try.
Beautiful pass to Cheney. Go on, take that off him. No way, that's a try. And Cheney again scores in front of his mates. Laurie gets it on the field of play. What strength from the little man. And now he's thrown back into the in goal by a frustrated Dragons defence. The tackle was complete and the Tigers will get a penalty. Ramsey just gets off in time. Play to Laurie. Throws left to Wembai. On it goes to Brooks. Cut out ball. Poor. Bounces to Sini. Sini rolls in a kick. That's poor. But Ramsey knocks it on. Double pump to Laurie. Laurie keeps it going to Joey Leilua. Leilua through. Leilua over. They couldn't hang on any longer, the Dragons. Big fella, Joey Leilua scores out wide.
We see Kerr now with an error, and that's exactly what the Tigers are working for.
It's another Dragons error in their own territory. They can see the finish line, the West Tigers. They celebrate in unison. It's a great win for the West Tigers. Well done to them.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.